And I'm curious if you agree with him.
Okay.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the voice of the New York Football Giants here on WFAN, Bob Papa.
Man, this is. I don't know. I almost feel worse about this than the blowouts.
Yeah. Worse about this last night than the blowouts from a year ago. Sean, floor is yours.
No, I couldn't disagree more.
How?
Last year with the blowouts, first of all, in week one, you thought the Giants were going to be good coming off of that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's why I don't feel worse about it. I just spent the whole offseason watching television where my GM and head coach told the whole fan base they want to move on from the quarterback. And I watched a game last night where I have tangible proof the talent level besides the quarterback has improved on the team, and the quarterback held the team back. And they competed. The Giants are competing with Dallas again, as low a bar as that is. I don't feel worse about that.
That's a good point, Sean.
I don't.
I agree with you. I don't feel worse.
Oh.
Just like honestly, I don't.
Wow.
I think okay. when they got blown out last year, it was like, golly.
Yeah.
We are far away. We are not even close. Talent-wise, execution-wise, whatever-wise, we are not close. This year, I felt like I'm watching this game transpire saying, somebody needs to be elite, and we're going to be good. That's what I thought.
Okay.
Somebody needs to be able to rise to the occasion, and this team can win some games.
Okay.
That's what I felt like. So I feel like I'm not mad at anybody. Last year I was mad at every damn body. Like our right tackle sucks, our guard sucks, our quarterback, our left tackle is hurt. He sucks. The guy who's filling in, he sucks too.
Yeah.
Right. Our quarterback is scared as hell. He stinks right now. Who the hell is he throwing the football? We all stink. This year I thought, and we're not that, like, the protection looks nice. This is good.
So
we just need somebody to step up and make a play.
Like,
be exceptional. Do something that's not expected. That whole EPA stat that everybody talked, blow it out the damn water. Forget what analytics tells you. Be exceptional, right? And I don't know if that's told enough to these guys. Be exceptional. Don't be average. Don't be good. Don't just be happy to be here. Be exceptional. That's the only way you make a good team. It's the only way you make a name for your damn self, especially in this freaking town, right? Be exceptional. And not enough of them are.
I agree with that, but I think that proves Bob right.
No.
But you know why?
But last year, I would have said, be exceptional. I'd be like, all right, you can't be. You're not good enough to
right,
be.
Right.
Nope, 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 nope. This year, there's a lot of players I can look at and say, you're good, but you haven't even touched your potential yet.
So I agree with you, but that's why Bob's right. They should have won last night.
Yeah, it's not about
the future may be brighter. I agree with you about that. But the Cowboys stink. They're average. They're probably mediocre. Not winning last night.
CeeDee Lamb's pretty good.
CeeDee Lamb is tremendous.
Dak is pretty good. Trayvon Diggs is pretty good.
Overall as a team?
But Evan, that's the point. That's why you shouldn't feel more discouraged.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Whether you like it or not, the Giant talent is going up, up,
yeah,
up.
Right.
And the Cowboys now are falling back, back, back. And the Giants are, you know, an offseason away.
But they had guys make exceptional plays.
Yep. Exactly.
That's the difference.
I'm on Team Bob Papa.
Mm.